This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a measure that has been vetoed by the governor.
What this bill deals with is the permit fees for a concealed carry permit.
Senate Bill 656 seeks to modify provisions relating to county sheriffs, self-defense, unlawful use of weapons, and concealed carry permits. The proposal was sent to the executive branch on the last day of session and rejected by the governor on June 27th. Missouri senators first debated the bill on February 22nd. Sponsor Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown told his colleagues among the many provisions contained in the measure was one meant to help people in the military.
Full-time National Guard duty or active duty with the National Guard, or a person who is incapacitated due to an injury incurred while in military service, has up to 2 months after he returns home from his discharge or recovery to renew that concealed carry permit.
During debate, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentioned there were changes proposed to the fees that are charged to get a concealed weapon permit.
And I know that there are privacy concerns and we had some implementation issues, and that's sort of all in the backstory of how this came to sheriffs. But we want to make sure that now that the sheriffs are handling it, that the $100 fee in statute is inclusive of all of the things that need to be done and not just the beginning.
After initial Missouri Senate passage, Senate Bill 656 saw changes made to it in the Missouri House of Representatives. The amended proposal was then returned to the upper chamber on May 13th. Senator Munslinger mentioned some of the changes made to the original bill included new language for self-defense.
It has what was sometimes referred to as the babysitter castle doctrine. This allows persons who have been authorized by the property owner to be in or on your property to use deadly force if they are threatened.
During this debate, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City said this bill would not change existing local statutes that relate to concealed carry permits.
I don't know if you know, I haven't made it a secret that I supported the Castle Doctrine. I've supported concealed carry permit legislation. I actually have a concealed carry permit myself. I've gone through the 8-hour training with the Highway Patrol. I fired my 120 rounds with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office.
Both sides are gearing up for the annual veto session, which is scheduled to start on September 14th. It is likely Senate Bill 656 will be considered for a veto override. In the meantime, the last day for legislation from this year's regular legislative session to be signed, vetoed, or allowed to become law without action taken is July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.